Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. One of the supervisors is here located on the floor. May I locate your information with your name and address?
Yes, you want my name and address?
Please.
My name is Carol Ann Kepler. My address is 212 2nd Street North, apartment 416, Stillwater, Minnesota, 55082.
55082?
Yes.
And Carol Kepler?
Carol Ann Kepler. Is how the packing slip reads. The order should read the same.
Yes, and so how do you spell out their last name?
K-E-P as in Paul, L-E-R.
K-E-L-E-R?
No, K-E-P as in Paul.
L-E-R.
Right.
Okay, let's see. Have a moment. Would it be under a different first name, ma'am? Like a different, like under a spouse name or?
No, it's Carol Ann.
Yes, and so far it's not pulling up your information with
you
us.
Want the order number?
That would be helpful. Go ahead with it.
6806-23850.
And what is the package, man? Because it's not pulling up the order number with us. What's the product?
It's one of those light bulb cameras.
And do you know who you ordered it from, ma'am? Because we're not pulling up any information. Do you have a different phone number you can look up on? Because I pressed the phone number that you call an in on. It's not pulling up your information either.
Well,
did you get billed for
it? It came from 8865 Norwin Avenue, North Huntington, Pennsylvania. That's the address on the packing slip. Came from Import Direct Gadgets. And that's the phone number I have.
Yes, ma'am. I think you contacted the wrong number, ma'am. Most of our products come from California, ma'am. And we're not pulling up any information here on the account.
Well, that's the number I got off the package that it came in.
And is your name on the package?
Well, I threw the package away after I wrote down the name of the mailer and the phone number.
Okay, let's try looking up. What's your email, ma'am?
C.K.R.I.V@gmail.com.
One moment. But we're not pulling up any information on the account, ma'am. You had to check your account to see if you was billed for, and your bank would have to track it down so they give you the correct number, ma'am. Okay.
Just hang on a minute. I got my bank accounts right here. I have my bank statements right here. Because the order taker, I assume it was an order taker. Let me see. I just got my bank statement. Ordered a product using my bank card.
Whoa.
After I ordered that.
Okay, do you know the amount that you was billed for today?
Yeah, $125.
And what's the last one? Is it a card number?
Bank card and everything. I was pretty upset about it.
Okay, and what's the last 4 digit of car number you were billed on?
Yeah, let's see. I have my old bank card. I think I kept it before I just. Yeah, I have my old bank card. Yeah, I have my old bank card. The last four numbers are 4023.
4023.
Yes.
And what's 4023? One moment. Bear with me one moment. Okay, so even under 4023, ma'am, is still not pulling up a Kepler, ma'am. Yes, sir. We're not pulling up any information here on the account, Miss. So your best bet will contact your bank so they can verify who billed you.
Yeah, I contacted my bank. I had to cancel my bank card, and I had returned check charges and everything.
Correct. So you have to contact them and let them know if we're not pulling up your information. So they will have to give you the correct number. Okay. Anything else?
Well, I guess not. If you can't help me, I don't know what I'll do. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customers.
I thought this was the company I bought the thing from because this is the number I got off the package that mailed it to me.
Yes, ma'am, but we're not pulling up any information here, miss.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.